September is in the rearview mirror. We get set for volleyball in October. The Dort College Defenders and Mont Marty Lancers getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa, on the campus of Dort College. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 12-4 overall mark, 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty 0-4 overall, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and 9-10 overall. The Dort College Defenders earlier today up three spots in the NAIA Top 25 Tachikara Volleyball Poll. They moved from number 19 to number 16 despite going just 1-2 last week. They lost a five-set match to Northwestern. They were victorious over Midland on Saturday and sandwiched in between those matchups against top 10 teams. A stunning 3-0 loss to Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mount Marty is 9-10 overall. They've lost matches to Doan, Briarcliff, Concordia, and Northwestern in league play. Lancers have lost three out of their last four matches, with a win in that string being a 3-1 win on the road over York. The Lancers are averaging 11.2 kills per set with 14.03 digs and 1.4 blocks per outing. The Yankton, South Dakota-based program hits for a 155 kill efficiency, and they get a 1.46 points per set off of service aces. Mount Marty is led by Bailey Kutchta with 2.38 kills per set. Kristen Boyle's averaging 2.0 kills per set in 45 sets played. Five other Mount Marty players are averaging between 1 and 2 kills per set. Caitlin Ilge is good for 8.44 assists per set, and she also has a team-high 15 service aces. Courtney Miller tops the team with 3.2 digs per set. Dort College is 12-4 overall, 4-2 in GPAC play. It was an up-and-down week for the Defenders last week, as I talked about already. They're averaging 13.5 kills per contest with a robust 291 kill efficiency. Remember, I compare that to a baseball batting average, and if you're hitting around 300, you are having a very good year. The Defenders get 2.09 points per set off of blocks, and they get to 15.76 digs per contest. The Defenders average 1.44 ace serves per outing, and they serve-receive for a 94.6% success rate. Kayla Gasink is putting up 10.45 assists per set with a 1.11 kill average, and she has an average of 2.47 digs per outing. Lindsay Flohn is hitting for a 4.32 kill efficiency with 3.0 kills, and she puts down 1.05 blocks per set. Brooke Walterstorff has the most kills for the Defenders with a 3.2 on average, and she has a 2.79 kill efficiency to go with 2.68 digs per set. Jenna Horstman is at 2.65 kills per contest with a 2.73 kill efficiency. Megan Krausman and Elizabeth Keel average 1.94 and 1.43 kills per set, respectively. Kayla Brookice leads the team with a 4.76 dig average, and she has 16 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma has 17 aces along with Walterstorff, and Selene Hahn has a team-high 18 service aces this season. Mount Marty lost to Doan 26-24, 19-25, 16-25, 25-11, and 15-10 on Saturday in Crete. Lancers got 11 kills from Sierra Cloth in the loss, while Kutchton and Boyle each had 11. Ilge put up 33 assists. Sam Bischoff recorded three service aces. Miller and Christy Tesmer had 15 and 14 digs, respectively. Dort College beat Midland 25-14, 25-20, 20-25, 25-21 Saturday, while compiling a 3.43 kill efficiency. The Defenders limited Midland to a 184 kill efficiency and forced them into 26 attack errors. Dort's attack was led by Walterstorff with 14 kills. Flohn added 11. Horstman knocked on 5, and Gasink had 36 assists. Brookice had 16 digs, Bausma 11, and Bausma also had two service aces along with Walterstorff. Dort College has won 25 straight matches in this series dating back to 1998. Dort College won last year's meeting by 3-0 counts. The win in Sioux Center came on September 19. 11 kills for Caitlin Sculler, 9 by Lois Saar. Teams played again in Yankton on October 16 with Dort winning 25-22, 25-23, and 25-22. Flohn had 10 kills, Gasing 31 assists, Brookice got to 9 digs. Dirksen had 12 kills and Boyle 11 for the Lancers. Ilge put up 23 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. The voice you hear in the background is Mark Christians going through the lineups for tonight's contest. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. Let's begin with Mount Marty. You'll be hearing about number one, Courtney Miller. Miller, 12 ace serves. She's averaging 3.2 digs. She is a 5'5 junior from Mitchell, South Dakota. Bailey Kutchta is a 5'8 sophomore from Why Not, Nebraska, averaging 2.4 kills per set. Caitlin Ilg is a 5'6 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 8.4 assists per set. Kristen Boyle wears number 8. She's a 5'8 junior from Norfolk, Nebraska, right side hitter, averaging 2 kills per set. Christy Tesmer wears number 10. She's a 5'4 senior from St. Michael, Minnesota, averaging 1.8 digs per contest. Allison Cross wears number 15. She's a 6'1 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She is a middle hitter. Lexi Branson is a 5'11 middle hitter from Elk Point, South Dakota, averaging 1.8 kills per set. And Sierra Cloth is a 5'11 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 1.95 kills per contest. For the Dart College Defenders, Kayla Gaysink is a junior from Sioux Center. She's the setter, averaging 10.4 assists per contest. Lindsay Flohn's a middle blocker. She's a senior from Sioux Center, averaging 1.05 blocks and 3.0 kills. Kayla Brookice is averaging 4.8 digs per contest. She is a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's the libero. Jocelyn Bausma is averaging 1.7 digs per set. She is a senior from Sheldon. Siri Nelson is a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She has 11 East serves this season. Jenna Horseman is an outside hitter from Pella, Iowa. She's a sophomore, averaging 2.7 kills per set. Brooke Walterstorff has 17 ace serves. She is a freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.2 kills per outing. First serve taken by the defenders, and that'll go as an ace serve for the Mount Marty Lancers. Jocelyn Bausma unable to handle the serve from Caitlin Ilg. Ilg with her first ace serve of the night. And Mount Marty is out to a 1-0 lead. Jump serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Flohn. Power tip to the back line, controlled by Briarcliff. No. A kill for Flohn. Flohn with the kill, ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First serve by the defenders, that was Selene Hahn. Hahn's serve taken by Mount Marty, and Mount Marty, Sierra Cloth with the kill. Cloth makes it 2-1. First kill of the night for Cloth. Sierra Cloth now serving. Dort College set for serve, receive. Nelson is middle back. Serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Dort College ties it on the service error by Cloth. 2-2 our score. Checking in for the defenders will be Elizabeth Keel. Nelson checks out. Krausman is in. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. As we return to action, an ace serve for the defenders in Kayla Gaysink. Gaysink makes it 3-2 with the ace. Gaysink that time went to the opposite corner. And another shank serve received by Brian Thiege. And Dort College has back-to-back ace serves by Kayla Gaysink. On the floor for the defenders right now, you've got Keel, Walterstorff, and Horstman in the front row. Krausman, Gaysink, and Brookice are in the back row. Taken by Mount Marty on the attack. Set goes to the left-hander on the outside, unable to put it down, was boiled. Dort College attacking. Back over to Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Point Mount Marty. The attack by Horstman, the block by Mount Marty, and the Lancers have cut the lead down to 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving for the Lancers is Lexi Branson. Branson service. Jump serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it outside to Horstman. Horstman banks it off the antenna. We're tied up 4-4. The attack error by Horstman that time. As she went up, took a swing at it, but hit the antenna before it could knock it off the blocker. Serving again will be Branson. Branson serve, taken by Krausman. Brookice has to track it down, sends it back towards the net, pushed over the net by Walterstorff. Here comes Mount Marty attacking to the outside, pushed to the sideline, saved by Gaysink. Kept it alive, set by Krausman over to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, controlled by Mount Marty. They push it back over. Keel gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back, quick attack, middle Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty off high hands, controlled by Dort College. Krausman, Gaysink. Gaysink shoots a backside over to Keel. Keel over the top of the block, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking down the line, and the kill for the Lancers, and Bailey Kutchta. Kutchta with the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-4. Serving for the Lancers will be Lexi Branson. Branson's serve catches the tape and falls back on the Mount Marty side. So Branson with the service error, and the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Walterstorff serving to the sideline, hits it off the side of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty with service after the service error by the defenders. 6-5, Mount Marty leading. Christy Tesmer serving. Tesmer's jump serve taken by Krausman. Back over to Brookice. Comes back to Krausman. Krausman pushes it over. Saved by Mount Marty. Set right side. Pushed down the line. Controlled by Gason. Gets it over to Keel. Keel sets it high. Horseman. Horseman over the block. Kill. So the North College defenders get the kill from Horseman. Jenna Horseman with her first kill tonight. Brookice with a dump serve. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Set goes outside and hitting it long and out of bounds is Bailey Kutcha. And the North College defenders retake the lead on the attack error. Served by Brookice. Controlled by Mount Marty. Attacking. Set to the back. To the middle. That's Bailey Kutcha. And she gets the kill. 7-7 our score. Kutcha with the kill. Serving for the Lancers will be Sam Bischoff. Bischoff with service. Down the line. Take it by Keel. Gets it over to Gason. Gason comes back over to Krausman. Krausman tries to cut it and hits it into the net. Krausman with the attack error. Serving for the Lancers will be Sam Bischoff. Bischoff served, taken by Walterstorff, middle back. Gasing shoots it middle. Keel, unblocked, tries to put it down. Dug by Tesmer, though, and a double contact called on the Lancers and Ilg. So Ilg with the ball handling error. North College has tied it up at 8-8. Seven ties already in this one. We've been tied at every point except for 3-3. Mount Marty with serve, receive. Pushed over the net, free ball, North College. North College scrambling. Brookice gets it to Gasing. Gasing flown off high hands, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Set goes to the back line, saved by North College and Brookice. Pushed over the net by Bausma. North College will load up on the defense, blocked at the net momentarily. Mount Marty reloads down the line, dug by Bausma. Gasing trying to keep it in play, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty with the point. Mount Marty registers the point, and the Lancers lead 9-8. 9-8 our score, point and point we go. Serving is Miller for the Lancers, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. She has to run for it, gets it over to Krausman. Krausman, cross-court kill. Krausman with the kill. For Megan Krausman, that's kill number one. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson with service, tied up 9-9 in set number one. Taken by Miller. Ilg with the set, pushes it outside, down the line, and the kill by Sierra Cloth. Cloth with the kill, it's 10-9. Mount Marty has the lead. Serving for the defenders, for the Lancers, will be Ilg. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, quick set, middle, flown kill. Sloan gets the kill down, and the North College defenders have tied it up at 10-10. Neither team able to put together any sort of run yet. The longest run, North College had a three-point run early. Mount Marty matched it. Since then, we've gone point and point. Lancers on the attack. Miller will get it over to Ilg. Ilg, we go power tip by Sierra Cloth, but it goes wide and out of bounds. Point North College. So Cloth with the hitting error, and North College has scored back-to-back points. 11-10, serving is Slane Hahn, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set goes to the middle, saved by the defenders, and Hahn momentarily unable to track it down is Bausma. We're tied up 11-11. So Mount Marty has service. This will be Cloth, who just got credit for the kill. 11-11 our score, set number one, served to the back line, is on the back line, and an ace. So Cloth with the ace. Her first this evening, team ace number two already. Both teams have had two ace serves. So Mount Marty answering the two-point run by North College with a two-point run of their own. That one's long and out of bounds. So Cloth, an ace, and a service error. 12-12 our score. Nelson checks out. on the floor for the defenders. Horstman, Keel, and Waltersdorf. Gasing serving. Brookice and Krausman in the back row for the defenders. Set goes outside on the right side to Boyle. Boyle with a kill. Boyle, a left-hander, gets the kill down. And for Boyle, that's kill number one. Lexi Branson has service. Branson serve off the side of her hand, taken by Horstman on the sideline, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking off high hands and out of bounds, and Mount Marty has a two-point lead. Mount Marty able to tool it off of the block for the kill. That was Boyle. Boyle with her second kill. Serving for the Lancers will be Branson. Branson serve, taken by Brookice, comes back over to Gasing. Gasing, Keel. Keel hits it into the net. And the attacker gives Mount Marty a three-point lead at 15-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. College forced to call a timeout, trailing 15-12. Mount Marty on a 3-0 run. Gasing goes middle, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a tip, controlled by Mount Marty. They push it right over. Waltersdorf will now throw it back over to Keel. Keel with a tip, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers on the attack, and we have a player in the net for Mount Marty. Defenders get the point on the net, on the block error. And the Dort College defenders now serving. This is Waltersdorf for the jump serve, and her serve is long and out of bounds. Point Mount Marty. So Waltersdorf with a service error, and Mount Marty has a 16-13 advantage. Dort College has to scrap from behind. Christy Tesmer with service. Tesmer serve, jump serve, taken short by Krausman, awfully close to the nets. And the overpass is put down eventually by Mount Marty and Bailey Kuchta. Kuchta with her third kill. And Mount Marty leads 17-13. Dort College needs a point back and put together a run. Lancers goes to the side. Passed up and over by Keel. Now saved by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a tip. Mount Marty scrambling and a kill for Krausman. Krausman with the kill, and for Megan Krausman, that's number two. One of the less dramatic kills you will see from her, but it ends up bouncing to the ground off of a couple of Mount Marty attacks. Gasing pushes it up towards Flown. Flown unable to put it down. Mount Marty pushes it back over. Gasing comes back right side. Keel. Keel tips down the line. Pancake saved by Mount Marty, and the Dort College defenders have cut the lead down to two at 17-15. 17-15 our score. The kill for Keel. Keel with the kill, saved by Brookice, Brookice with the serve, taken by Miller for the Lancers, saved by Gasing, kept it alive, pushed over the net by Waltersdorf. Here comes Mount Marty attacking, to shoot it out wide, blocked at the net, and out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, point Mount Marty. Mount Marty leads at 18-15. That was Allison Cross, I believe, with the kill. Serving for the Lancers is Bischoff. Taken by Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Flown. Flown power tip controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Pushed over. Free ball. Brookice. Gasing. Gasing. Flown. Flown off high hands. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Power tip to the sideline. Ahead to get wide and out of bounds is Sierra Cloth. Point Dort College. An attack error by Cloth. Dort College leads at 18-16. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. So Dort College within two. They've been down by as many as four. Jump serve controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack. Set goes out. Clyde Cloth. Cloth into the net. Point Dort College. Cloth the attack error. Dort College back to within a point after trailing moments ago. 17-13. Bausma serve taken by Miller. Middle back. Lancers scrambling, and an ace serve for Bausma. Bausma with the ace, and the Lancers have seen enough. They want a timeout of their own. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. We're tied up 18-18. 18-18 our score. Tie number 12 of set number one. Serving is Bausma. Bausma served down the line, taken by the Lancers. Overpass, it's put down by the defenders, Flown and Krausman. A sluggish start for the defenders. They got behind by as many as four. Now they lead by one at 19-18. We'll credit Flown with that kill, her second this evening. Set goes right side over the top of the block. Saved by Bausman. Gets it over to Gason. Gason comes back over to Krausman. Krausman tries to power tip it. Controlled by Mount Marty. And hitting to the back line and getting the kill in is Caitlin Ilg. Ilg with the left hand, able to keep it in, send it to the sideline. She goes cross court and gets her first kill of the night. Serve taken by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gason. Gason comes back. Flown. Flown off the block and down on Dort College's side. Point Lancers. A block by the Lancers, and they retake the lead at 20-19. Serving for Mount Marty is Miller. Miller's serve is long and out of bounds. Service error. Dort College gets the service back. And we're tied at 20 all. Tie number 14 of set number one. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson goes cross court, taken by Miller. Ilg with the set. Unable to put it away was Branson. Dort College power tip by Walthersdorf, controlled by Mount Marty. They'll attack to the outside through the block. Now a joust at the net, saved by Gasing, kept it alive, got it over to Walthersdorf, down ball, and off of the block, kill. Brooke Walthersdorf with her first kill tonight. Dort College leads 21-20. 21-20 our score. Dort College in front. Walthersdorf with the down ball, registering the kill. Nelson with service. Controlled by the Lancers, not a clean pass. Ilg has to chase after it. Passed over the net. Here's Dort College's chance. Bausma, Gasing, slide, Flown, kill. Flown with the kill. For Lindsay Flown, that's number three unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead 22-20. Nelson with service, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking, off of the block. Joust at the net, one out that time by Gasing. Now pushed over, free ball, Dort College. Gasing sets it outside, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, through the block, dug by Brookhouse. Now joust at the net and hitting to the sideline. Out of bounds, point Dort College. Defenders lead 23-20. An attack error by the Lancers, and the Dort College's defenders force Mount Marty to call another timeout. Dort College leads 23-20 in set number one. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 23-20, trying to take set number one after trailing in the middle section of this set. Siri Nelson serve, controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack. Set goes to Branson. Branson into the net. Beg your pardon, that was Cloth. Cloth into the net. Point Dort College. So Cloth with the attack error, and the Dort College defenders now serving for the win in set one, up 24-20. Short serve by Nelson, and that'll go as an ace serve. An ace serve for Siri Nelson, and the Dort College defenders win set one, 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College somehow winning set number one, even though they weren't sharp. They hit 080 for the set, had a total of eight kills, no blocks, and yet managed to piece it together just enough to beat Mount Marty in the race to 25. 25-20, the final. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Mount Marty comes out with a kill by Sierra Cloth right out of the chute, and the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. Actually, it might have been a blocking error called on the defenders. Might have been a net violation. Serving is Caitlin Ilg for Mount Marty. Ilg serve, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf blocked at the net. Dort College tracks after it. Gasing keeps it in play, pushed over the net by Flohn, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Ilg sets it, pushed over the net by Mount Marty. Gasing comes back over to Flohn. Flohn kill. Lindsay Flohn with her fifth kill. She had four in set one. Set one featured 14 ties, the last one at 20-20. Dort College scores the last 6 points of the set. They were down 20-19 when they went on that six-point run. Scramble by Gasink. And now back row contact, a lift called on Mount Marty. Ball handling error on the Lancers. And Dort College leads it 2-1. 2-1 our score, serving is Selene Hahn. Knuckleball serve taken by Mount Marty. Set left side. Off high hands. And the kill for Kristen Boyle. Boyle with her third kill. We're tied up 2-2. So Boyle makes it 2-2. Serving for the Lancers will be Brianna Feige. Jump serve. Taken by the defenders, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Brooke Walthersdorf with her second kill tonight. She's been held relatively in check thus far. Serving for Dort College is Gasing. And Kayla Gasing sends it over. Controlled by Miller. Set goes left side off high hands, and getting the kill is Lexi Branson. Branson makes it 3-3. Branson with her first kill, and now she will serve. Jump serve by Branson, taken by Walthersdorf, got her over to Gasing, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with the kill. And for Horstman, that is her second kill this evening. Dort College takes the lead 4-3, and an ace serve. An ace serve for Walthersdorf, her first, the team's fourth of the night, and the defenders open up a two-point lead at 5-3. 5-3 our score. Walthersdorf jump serve taken by Miller. Set comes back over, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Boyle, Point Dort College. Boyle hits it long and out of bounds. So the attack error by the Lancers. Jump serve, Miller, controlled by the Lancers, and the block by the defenders. Bangs off of the antenna. Bailey Kutchta with the kill, her fourth. 6-4 our score. Serving for the Lancers will be Christy Tesmer. Tesmer with service. Tesmer's floater taken by Walthersdorf, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel into the net, point, Mount Marty. Tough night so far for Elizabeth Keel. See if she can get on track. I believe she's got one kill so far. A couple of attack errors. Jump serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman makes it 7-5. Her third kill this evening. 7-5 Dort College by 2. Brookice, an ace serve for Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the ace, and for Kayla, that is her first and the team's fifth, according to my count. And the defenders lead 8-5. Serving, Kayla Brookice again, the senior from Edgerton. Low hard serve taken by Miller, controlled by the Lancers. Over high hands, that was Kutchta. Dort College attacking, back over to Krausman. Dug by Miller, back row, comes back over to Kutchta. We've got a player in the net for Dort College, point Lancers. So the Lancers will give credit to on the kill to Kuchta. Unofficially with five. Serving for the Lancers now is Sam Bischoff. Door College leads 8-6. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman banks it off of the block. Brookice is there to cover it. Comes back over to Walterstorff from behind the spike line. Lancers attacking. Slide and a kill for Ellison Cross. Cross with the kill. Dort College leading 8-7. Serving for the Lancers will be Bischoff. Jump serve controlled by Krausman. Gasink has to race for it. She gets to it. Krausman now with a down ball controlled by the Lancers. Set goes left side. Off high hands controlled by the defenders. Gasink shoots it back over to Krausman. Krausman through the block and the kill. Krausman with the kill. Megan Krausman with three kills. And the Dort College defender lead is 9-7. 9-7 our score. We have not had many long volleys in this one so far, evidenced by us not even being a half hour into this contest and already nearing the midpoint of set number two. A kill for Bailey Kuchta. She's got six as she attacks from well off of the net. And the Dort College lead is 9-8. Serving is Miller. Miller, jump serve, short, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with another kill, and Megan Krausman now with a hot hand. She's got four, and the defender lead is 10-8. Busy week ahead for the defenders. They play again Thursday in Storm Lake at Buena Vista. Siri Nelson with a serve to the back line, controlled by the Lancers. Ilg has to chase after it. Touched up from behind the spike line, hits it off the tape and out of bounds, Point Dort College. So Kuchta with the attack error. Dort College with service. Siri Nelson, controlled by the Lancers. They'll set right side, blocked at the net. Mount Marty attacking again. Down ball. Gasing helps it over, and Gasing gets the kill. Gasing with the kill, her first, and that's the first time she's tried a dump shot tonight, by my recollection. Dort College leads at 12-8. Nelson, short serve, controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack, set goes to the middle, blocked, and Flone puts the block up on the attack by Clove. Point Dort College. Flone registers the block. Dort College leads it 13-8. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College on service. Here come the Lancers. Set goes left side, and banging it off of the block is Sierra Clove, her fifth unofficially. Dort College leads it 13-9. Dort College by four. Set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-20. Mount Marty trying to do the same thing to Dort College that the defenders did to them in set number one. And that is come back from a mid-set deficit. Gasing sets it right side over to Flone. Flone with a kill. Dort College's offense seems to be clicking a little bit more, though, a little quicker. And that has made it difficult for Mount Marty to mount a defensive front on those slides. Selene Hahn with service, controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes left side over the top of the block. Overhand save by Hahn. Kept it alive, got it over to Horstman. Horstman goes wide, not a bounds point, Mount Marty. Horstman with the attack error. And the Mount Marty Lancers have service. This is Brianne Thiege. Thiege with service. And her serve is short, taken by Brookice, kept it alive. Gasink has to chase after it now. Down ball by Walterstorff. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty threw the block and the kill for Bailey Kuchta. She's got seven unofficially. She came into the match averaging 2.38 kills per set. She's got better than her average so far. 3.5 is what she's averaging right now. And serving it into the net is Thiege. And those are the kind of plays that will give a coach gray hair. If you're serving extremely aggressively, that's one thing. But if you're just trying to send it over and keep it in play, really, you can't afford those free points. Set comes left side. Unable to put it down the first time was the attack by Boyle. Kuchta hits it long and out of bounds, and she hits the home run. Dort College leads 16-11 on the attack error. An attack error by Kuchta. Mount Marty attacking. And a kill for Boyle. I beg your pardon, that's Kutchta again. She's got eight. Or College still with a four-point lead. But Marty trying to stay within striking distance. Serve taken by Brookheist. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the bump set. Here comes Krausman from behind the spike line, controlled by Mount Marty. Quick set to the middle, covered by Gasing. Gets it over to Walterstorff. Throws it up from the middle over to Horseman on the backside, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers have to scramble for it. Down ball by Boyle, controlled by the defenders. Gasing comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Busted play, and the Dort College defenders put it away. 17-12, Dort College by five. Walterstorff short serve, taken by the Lancers. Comes back over to Boyle, and a ball handling error called on the Lancers. Ball handling error called on Ilgen. She's going to have to check out, favoring her left hip the way it looks. to 12, Dort College by six. Overpass now on the return, and Krausman puts it away, and that's easy picking. Krausman, that's like shooting fish in a barrel on the overpass. Krausman with her fifth kill unofficially. Dort College leads 19-12. Serving is Walterstorff, taken by Miller. Lancers attack. Blocked at the net was Boyle. Lancers will reload. Now Ilga's out of the contest. The new setter, we'll get her name to you in just a moment. Walterstorff from behind the spike line, and Mount Marty might need a timeout. Lancers will call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
God.
Number 9, Amber Deitze, is the new setter for Mount Marty. She's a freshman from Parker, South Dakota, in for Caitlin Ilg, who came out favoring her right hip. Deitze has appeared in 10 sets this season, has a 4.4 assist average. Dort College able to cover the attack by Kutchta, and attacking from the right side is Jenna Horstman. Dort College leads 21-12, and they're starting to put some distance between themselves and Mount Marty. Horstman with her fourth kill this evening. Lancers attacking. Set goes to Boyle. Boyle off high hands, controlled by Dort College. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. 22-12, Dort College in front by 10. Keel registering her first kill tonight, and Brooke Walterstorff serves into the net. Point Lancers. Service error by Walterstorff. 22-13, our score. Christy Tesmer with the jump serve. Floater to the back line is off of the back line and out of bounds. So Tesmer gives Dort College their 23rd point. Brielle Van Zonneveld checks into the contest. Lancers attacking, pushed over the net, controlled by Flohn, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side over to Keel, unable to put it down. Set goes left side, Kutchta. Kutchta blocked at the net. Mount Marty reloading. Set comes back over to Kutchta, blocked at the net. Keel and Flohn. 24-13, Dort College leading. So Keel and Flohn registering the block. Dort College now serving for the set. And a 2-0 lead. Served by Brookheist. Controlled by the Lancers. They scramble to it. Passed over the net. Free ball. Brookheist, Gasing, Gasing, Flohn. Flohn off the tape. Controlled by the Lancers. Miller keeps it in play. Pushed over the net to the back line. Saved by Walterstorff. Got her over to Gasing. Comes outside Van Zonneveld. And Zonneveld off of the block and the kill. Van Zonneveld with the set winner. Dort College wins set 2, 25-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. After two sets, Dort College leading two sets to nothing, 25-20 and 25-13. Dort College hit for a robust 444 kill efficiency in set number two. For the match, they are now at 269. Lindsay Flohn leading the way with 6 kills unofficially. Jenna Horstman and Brooke Walthersdorf with 4 kills each. Megan Krausman also with 4 kills. Kayla Gaysink has 18 assists. Kayla Brookeis with 5 digs thus far. For Mount Marty, Bailey Kutchta with 8 kills. Sierra Cloth with 5. Kristen Boyle has 3. Caitlin Illig has 17 assists. 4 digs each for Kutchta and Brianne Thiege. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll take another break, and when we are back, we will check in with Sam Ekstrom. He visited earlier this, actually late last week, with Dort College women's basketball coach Craig Steensma. They got going with practice last week. And we'll check in with Sam Ekstrom and Craig Steensma right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Sam Ekstrom here with women's basketball coach Craig Steensma, and you started practice this week. Coach, how's it been going for you?
Well, it's good. It's been a very, very good first week. Excited to get going. I think that the team really enjoys practicing as opposed to some of the preseason things that we've been doing. And it's just good to get them in the gym, focused on what we want them to do this season, and it's been a very, very good first week so far.
Now, last season we saw the men's team had such a strong group of seniors, and you've got the same this year with a very large and a good group of seniors. How is it to have them as far as mentorship is concerned?
Having 6 seniors is awesome. It's a great thing. It's a fun thing. They have a great understanding of not just basketball, but of how to conduct themselves, how to work hard, how to mentor the younger players. So it's a blessing to have any seniors, but to have 6 of them, that they get along really well together too. So, you know, it's a fun thing. It's a blessing to be able to coach them, and they've shown great leadership so far this fall.
Who are a couple players that you're looking to make big strides this year?
Well, Kara Van Dyke has had a great year as a junior, and she came back in great shape, and I think she'll have a big year for us. But all the seniors have the potential to do that. Jessica Jelsma, Danelle Boone, Jamie Cook, Elise Marsh, and also Kayla Brookeis. I expect that they all can do great things for us and all will fill important roles for us as we move forward.
And do you expect to have a competitive group of freshmen battling for minutes?
Yeah, we have some freshmen that have shown some real potential. And so I think the leader in that group is probably Kim Cruz right now. And then also there's a transfer who's a sophomore, Abby Chapman, who has done some really good things in the preseason. So the sophomore class in particular is a very strong one, and I think we'll get good contributions from a number of the sophomores as well.
Are you getting pretty excited to get 4 weeks from today to that season opener and see what your team can do?
I'm very excited to play games. But I'm also, at this point, I'd be a little nervous to step on the floor, not having a lot of things in place yet in terms of team plays, defenses, and things like that. So, you know, it's a slow progress of things, but we've built in a very good first week. We've built in some good things, and I just, loving what I'm seeing so far.
We appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck in the next 4 weeks leading up to the season.
Thank you very much, Sam. I appreciate your coverage.
Sam Ekstrom and Craig Steensma talking about the upcoming season. And, yes, you heard correctly, the women's basketball season starting in now 3.5 weeks. They get underway on Friday, October 25, with a home opener and the season opener. So 3 weeks from this Friday. Mom Marty with Amber Dietze serving. Jump serve taken by the defenders. Brookeis, Gaysink. Gaysink goes up, dumps it, and kills it. Well, it doesn't look like Ilg is on the floor for Mount Marty, so they've had to go to their backup setter. That's Dietze. Hahn serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. We're tied up 1-1. So a Hahn service error. And the defenders send Brookeis back onto the floor. She's on in the back row along with Bausma and Nelson. Gaysink, Walthersdorf, and Horstman are in the front row. Jump serve by Thiege. Overpass, Mount Marty puts it away. Lexi Branson with the kill, her second. So Branson with the kill, and the Lancers lead 2-1. 2-1 our score. And now they're going to say that it was an illegal contact called on Mount Marty. An illegal contact called on Mount Marty. And reaching back just a little too far was Branson for that kill. So she's going to be called for a ball handling error, actually. Served by Gasing down the line, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking, set goes over to Boyle. Boyle unable to put it away as Horseman stretched out for that dig. Saved by Krausman, kept it alive. Gasing pushed over the net by Keel, and Keel gets called for the double contact. So a ball handling error by the defenders returns the point, and it's 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for the Lancers will be Lexi Branson. Branson with service. Controlled by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Keel. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers attacking over the top of the block and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Bailey Kutchta. 3-2 Dort College in front. So a hitting error by Kutchta. Dort College leads at 3-2. Served by served received by Mount Marty and an ace serve for Waltersdorf. Walt with the ace serve. Brooke with her second ace serve this evening. And the defender lead is 4-2. Brooke Waltersdorf jump serve taken by Mount Marty. Lancers attack. Set goes outside. Controlled by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Horseman. Horseman cross court kill. Actually, no slide there. Horseman was just set up on the right side, and she puts it away for her fifth kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders is Waltersdorf again, controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty attacking, pushed over the net, and that's Kutchta trying to push it over, and Horseman and Keel are there for the block. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Timeout charged to the Lancers. They trail 6-2. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, and City, Hull-Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort College slow in getting the block up in the middle. Keel and Horseman try to block Bailey Kutchton. Kutchton gets the kill. Just a split second away from getting a block put up. Serving for the Lancers will be Tesmer. Tesmer served, taken by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side. Horseman. Horseman banks it off of the block and off the antenna. Point Dort College. Banged it off of the blocker first before the ball contacted the antenna. Six kills for Jenna Horseman. Brookeis with service, controlled by the Lancers. Down ball by Kutchta, controlled by the defenders. Got it over to Flohn. Flohn sets Keel. Keel cross court, dug up and over, saved by Brookeis. Got it over to Gasing. Quick set to Krausman. Krausman unable to put it away. Comes back over to Kutchta. Kutchta roll shot, controlled by the defenders. Back over to Flohn. Flohn right side Keel. Keel goes wide of the block and out of bounds. Point Lancers. So an attack error by Elizabeth Keel. 7-4, Dort College by 3. Dort College leads in the match, 2-0. Sam Bischoff with service. And her jump serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick set, slide, Flohn. Flohn unable to put it down in the middle. Miller got to it. Now a power tip and a kill for Sierra Cloth, her sixth. Cloth with her sixth kill. And the Dort College advantage is 7-5. 7-5, our score. Serving for the Lancers will be Bischoff. Jump serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. Dort College had just two attack errors in set number two. Here in set number three, I believe they've got one so far, leading 8-5. Bowsmith's jump serve, controlled by the Lancers, and a double contact called on the Lancers. Point Dort College. Ball handling error by the Lancers. Dort College leading 9-5. Lancers have used one timeout already. Serving for Dort College is Jocelyn Bowsma. Bausma, the senior from Sheldon, jump serve is on the back line, and an ace serve. An ace serve for Jocelyn Bausma. Jocelyn Bausma with her first ace, according to my count. York College leads it 10-5. Another jump serve. This one's long and out of bounds. Point, Lancers. Service error by Bausma. York College as a team, by my count, has 70 serves this evening. Gaysink helps it over to the sideline, and a kill for Gaysink. Gaysink with the kill, her third according to my count, and the Dort College lead is 11-6. Siri Nelson with service. Nelson serve just over the net, controlled by the Lancers. Comes back over to Cloth. Cloth hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point, Dort College. So Cloth with the attack error. Dort College leading 12-6 in set three. Jumps a short serve controlled by the Lancers. Power tip, middle, saved by Bruckeye. Scattered over to Gaysink, had to stretch out for it. Bumped over the net by Flohn, controlled by the Lancers. Joust at the net. Cloth has to pick it out. Controlled by Dort College on the down ball. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn off high hands, dug by Miller. Pushed to the sideline, saved by Bausma. Got it over to Gaysink. Gaysink's going to be called for a ball handling error. Gaysink had to go to her knees to try and get that ball saved. Was unable to do so. 12-7 our score. Serving for the Lancers is Deitze. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the slide, unable to put it down. Here comes the Mount Marty Lancers, and four contacts called on Mount Marty. Well, they call four hits on the Lancers, and I'm not so sure that it was. Serving is Selene Hahn. Two players close together must have gotten called for the two hits. And then they call the four contacts. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman registers the kill. For Jenna, that's number seven. York College leads 14-7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Lancers. York College won set one, 25-20. They won set two, 25-13, and seem to be on their way in set number three, up 14-7. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Set right side, pushed over the net. That was the attack by Cloth. Dort College able to cover it. Gaysink now turns into an attacker, and Gaysink with a kill. Gaysink attacking from the right side. A full-fledged swing that time by Gaysink. And the defenders lead at 15-7. 15-7 our score. Serving is Selene Hahn just over the net, and an ace serve for Selene Hahn. Selene Hahn with her first ace. And serving for the defenders again will be Hahn. Hahn, the sophomore from the Chicago area. And a double contact called on the Lancers in Deitze, Point Dort College. Ball handling error on the Lancers, and they've struggled with that, especially in the last set and a half. Serving is Hahn again. Hahn to the sideline, controlled by the Lancers. They'll attack to the middle, and hitting wide and out of bounds is Lexi Branson, Point Dort College. So an attack error by Branson. Dort College leading 18-7 in set number three. Hahn with service, controlled by the Lancers. Set goes to the outside. Blocked at the net, but getting the kill is Kristen Boyle. Boyle got blocked, but she banks it off of the block out of bounds. making it 18-8. Dort College in front by 10. Brianne Thiege with service. This is a team, Mount Marty, that pushed down to 5 in Crete on Saturday. Walthersdorf block at the net. Dort College reloads. Set comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman makes it 19-8. Horstman with her 8th kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Gasing serve, catches the tape, rolls over, now an overpass, and Horstman is there to finish it off. Horstman with her 9th kill. Checking into the match will be Brielle Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld will check in for Horstman. Van Zonneveld is a 6'3 sophomore from Linden, Washington. She checks in. She'll play outside attacker. And now a player in the net for Mount Marty. Point Dort College and the defenders rolling to a 21-8 advantage. Giovi Agustave checking into the match. Checking out Kayla Gasing. Agustave will serve. So Agustave with service. Dort College leading 21-8. Controlled by Mount Marty. Set comes back and blocked at the net. Zonneveld and Walthersdorf put the block up on Lexi Branson, Point Dort College. So block for Van Zonneveld and Walthersdorf. Dort College leading 23-8. Agustave serve controlled by Lancers. Lancers attacking over the top of the block. Agustave with the soft hands over to Walthersdorf, unable to put it away. Walthersdorf gets up on the block attempt again. Now Agustave sets to Keel. Keel off high hands, and a kill for Keel. Keel with the kill. Makes it 23-8. Checking into the match will be Christy Tesmer. Tesmer checks in. Boyle checks out. Serving again will be Agustave. Agustave serve. Sideline taken by the Lancers. They'll attack. Backside. Over the top of the block, saved by Agustave. Comes back over to Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld with the sink, controlled by Mount Marty. Down the line and getting the kill is Bailey Kutstis. She's got 11 unofficially. 23-9, Dort College leading by 14. Serving for Mount Marty will be Lexi Branson. Branson serve, taken by Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice gets the set middle. And I believe getting that kill was Keel. And the defenders lead now 24-9, and they're serving for the set and the match. Walthersdorf serve, controlled by the Lancers. They'll set to the middle. Kutchta with a kill. Kutchta with the kill. She's got 12 unofficially. Dort College one set 1, 25-20. They one set 2, 25-13, and they lead here in set number 4, 24-10. Becky Madden will check into the match for the defenders. Checking out will be Walthersdorf. And serving for the Lancers will be Bischoff. Bischoff with service. Controlled by Krausman. No, an ace serve. So an ace serve for Bischoff. And the Lancers trailing 24-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we have Lancers out of rotation. And that will be the final point of the set. 25-11, Dort College wins. You're listening to KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up next. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win in three. Started a little sluggishly, but got rolling after that. One set, 125-20. Rolled to a win in set 2, 25-13. and ended up winning set 3, 25-11. Dort College for the match hit 343. Their last two sets, they went 444 and 556. Lindsay Flohn ended up with 6 kills, but Dort College was led by Jenna Horstman. She ends up with 9. She hits 462 for the match. Dort College, 33 kills, 32 digs, 4 blocks. The Lancers, 24 kills, 25 digs, and they registered 2 points off of the locks. Dort College had 7 service errors against, I beg your pardon, Dort College had 7 service aces against 5 service errors. Mount Marty, 2 service aces against 7 service errors. Dort College led by Jenna Horstman with 9 kills. 4 kills each for Kayla Gasink and Brooke Waltersdorf. 5 for Elizabeth Keel, 4 for Megan Krausman, and 6 for Lindsay Flohn. Flohn had just 1 hitting error in 13 swings. Horstman had just 3 errors in 13 swings. Waltersdorf did not have an error in 14 swings with her 4 kills. Kayla Gasink had 23 assists. Kayla Brookice registered 7 digs. Mount Marty had 17 attack errors. They were led by Bailey Kutchta's 11 kills. They hit 088 for the match. Sierra Cloth had 6, 4 for Kristen Boyle. 17 assists for Caitlin Ilge. Amber Deitze came on in relief. She had 3 assists. So Ilge, that is, with 17 assists. Deitze with 3 assists. Kutchta, Tesmer, and Miller all had 4 digs. Ranthigi had 5. Dort College improves to 5-2 in the conference, 13-4 overall. Mount Marty drops to 0-5 in the conference and 9-11 overall. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, 88.5 FM.
If you...
You're listening to the Wireless World Wrap-Up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Earlier tonight, the Dort College Junior Varsity victorious as well. They won in set scores of 25-16 and 25-19. Dort College wins the varsity match 25-20, 25-13, and 25-11 over the Mount Marty Lancers. Next up for the defenders, they will be facing Buena Vista in Storm Lake on Thursday. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity match. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. And then Saturday, a doubleheader on KDCR of sorts as the defender football team will be hosting Concordia beginning at 1 o'clock. Junior varsity volleyball begins at 3:30 against Doan with a varsity match scheduled to begin at 5 o'clock this afternoon, or on Saturday afternoon. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball made possible by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Taking a seat beside me is Dort College senior libero, Kayla Brookice. And Kayla, congratulations, got the win this evening over Mount Marty after a roller coaster ride of a week last week. Start this week off well with a 3-0 win over Mount Marty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You tell me a little bit about your preparation for this match, and as I alluded to, a roller coaster ride last week. You have a narrow loss here at the DeWitt 1 week ago tonight to Northwestern 3-2. You go on the road to Lincoln, lose a disappointing 1-3-0, and then you're able to bounce back less than 24 hours later to beat Midland. describe the emotions of last week and then how you got back to work yesterday in practice.
Last week we knew we were going to have a really tough week, so we really went into practice, like, knowing we had to work hard, and that's what we did. Saturday was a huge win for us, and I think after that game, we really just want to keep bouncing back. We want to keep going on that high streak and just playing the best that we can. So practice on Monday, we just went in there knowing that we wanted to come out tough again tonight and just really play our best.
Mom already had a little momentum early in this match, it seemed like, and I believe they got up 14-11, 15-12, somewhere in that neighborhood in the first set. Your serving was pretty strong all evening. Your serve-receive was pretty good all evening as well. When your team does those two things, you play pretty well, it seems.
Yeah, those are really big keys for any team in a game, and so we really like to emphasize that because we know that from the service line so much can start, and we can just get a lot of our momentum when we have servers hitting great serves, acing the other team, or just getting them out of system. It just really makes it a lot easier for us, and we just feed off that.
Coming up, you've got Buena Vista in a non-conference match on Thursday and then another big conference match on Saturday with the Doan Tigers. What do you anticipate practice being like tomorrow?
Practice is probably going to look the same. We're just going to go after it, try really hard. We know that we're going to get pushed in practice, but we really like that. We want to be the best that we can be, so having coach there to push us every step of the way is good because we just hope that every practice will get better, and so each game just looks, flows just a little bit nicer.
All right, Kayla, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Kayla Brookice. Now Coach Chad Hansen will take a seat beside me, and we will talk a little bit about this match. And, Coach, as I talked about with Kayla Brookice, the fact that your team served well, serve-receive was pretty good as well, especially it seemed like that was you were able to stem the tide a little bit in set number one after Mount Marty had a little momentum. You were able to make a comeback, scored the last 6 points of set one, and really took that momentum into sets two and three. Your overall impressions, I guess, of your team's play this evening?
I like how we played overall this evening. We really did take care of it from the service line, as Kayla said. The ball control aspect, both serve and serve receive, was, I think, spot on, and grew spot on as the match continued. We had several servers that stayed back there in the service line for a streak of points. And when you've got servers who can do that, it means your defense is able to settle and grow confident against the hitters that they're facing in those rotations. And it allows more and more points up on the scoreboard. I really like what we did tonight.
You had some hitters that maybe were struggling just a little bit to find their stride this evening. It seemed like your setter did a pretty good job of finding who had the hot hand. And when that happened, some of those other people ended up coming around. I look at Elizabeth Keel, who had a little bit of a tough stretch to start. She ends up with 5 kills. Megan Krausman ends up with 4 kills. And you were able to spread the ball around. And by the time Mount Marty adjusted, some people really came around.
Yeah, and the neat thing is to have many different athletic hitters in our program who can score. I think in that first set, we had 6 errors alone. That was a difference in how that game started. And actually, we had three hitting errors within the first 7 or 8 points. That changes the complexity of how you try and attack a team. If it can make you grow hesitant or tentative. But overall, the attacking side of it, very, very confident with what we did there. And like you said, Kayla Gasing really led us well, distributing the ball. Hard to get a good rhythm going in an offensive way when the ball's not being returned a lot. And, hard for our hitters to get opportunities to score in that fashion when they're getting fewer opportunities.
Talk a little bit about the fact that your team was coming off of that week last week where you rode the ups and the downs. I mean, Friday night was a down. Yeah. Saturday afternoon had to be an up. I wasn't there to see it, but it had to be a mountaintop experience, if you will. Yeah. Talk about then coming back to practice on Monday.
Yeah, it's unique this week, and I'll actually kind of do it in reverse order, Mike. Monday's practice for us, we really had to forget last week, both the highs and the lows, as you stated it, and we had to just singly prepare for Mount Marty. There's very little turnaround time in this week in particular because it's one practice, one match. So short memory was the key. for us, and so I think some learning points in how we prepared through our conversations today about preparing for a Mount Marty match. It was nice having that Saturday success against a great Midland team. It was nice for us to have the focus. I'm telling you, Mike, you weren't there Saturday, but you saw us Friday, and Friday was a game of disrhythm or arrhythmia, if I can use a medical term. It just was hiccup after hiccup in all different aspects. Saturday, I don't know if we had a single hiccup. And the look and the focus and the united effort was beautiful. And that was what was neat, experiencing that Saturday and carrying that over into this match here against Mount Marty. I think those are the impressive learning lessons we need to manifest against the Mount Marty team, against the Buena Vista team, who might be struggling for wins themselves.
You end up being able to get a few different players into a match as well that haven't seen a lot of varsity time this season. Thinking Brielvin Zonneveld, you're able to get her into a couple of sets. She had a kill and a block, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
You get Giovi Agustave in. She's able to set a little bit in the offense. You're a night like tonight, it's good to be able to get more players into the rotation.
It is. It really is. It's healthy. It's healthy for the starters who get to experience it from a different role, being on the bench and cheering on their teammates who day in, day out in our practice gym are going against each other competitively and trying to win games in practice. So it's really a blessing to have those opportunities to put some pushers in our practice gym. They push us all the time to get them the benefits of being out on the game court and playing in front of their friends, family, peers, and for them to be successful too. I think that helps build confidence and can only strengthen us as the season continues. That the motivation that they get playing in a game like tonight can refresh them for a practice tomorrow with every rep that they get in the practice gym.
Coach, I'll let you go. We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and that's the Wireless World postgame wrap. Once again, our final scores. Dort College wins in three over over Mount Marty this evening, 25-20, 25-13, and 25-11. Till Thursday, for KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.